process is going forward, but what document will go to the Constituent Assembly? It is not, as the decree promised, the draft constitution prepared by the High Commission, but this will be a document that will be amended by the legal advisors of the regime. They would basically want to have their imprint on it. And then remember this, that the Constituent Assembly will be handpicked by the Prime Minister, Frank Bainimarama. There is no independence, there will be no transparency, and basically the military will have its way. And this is what the problem is, because you'll recall that the draft constitution was widely welcomed by the people of Fiji, by all the major political parties, and now the military and the regime simply wants to have a document that is its handiwork, that it enshrines its interests and concerns and aspirations.
What questions does this raise for Fiji's traditional partners in the Pacific, the Pacific Island Forum countries in Australia and New Zealand, who've actually really supported this whole democratisation process financially?
This is a wake-up call for Australia and New Zealand. In effect, they were taken for a ride. They proposed re-engagement with Fiji. They supported the whole review and draft constitution process to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. They welcomed the draft constitution, and now this has happened. And as Mr. Bainimarama said in his interview, once the Constituent Assembly, which he handpicks, meets, and the process of drafting a new constitution goes ahead, that he will expect, or he invite countries like Australia and New Zealand and other donor partners to help the process. In other words, he's basically asking the regional neighbors and the international community to help him entrench his constitution on Fiji, not one that was prepared by this commission that the military itself had appointed.
But could it be that a large number of people in Fiji actually support this? The last opinion poll that was taken, I think, by the Lowy Institute showed he had 66% support. So maybe this carping from the sidelines doesn't bear any relation to what people in Fiji actually think.
Well, I think it's very, very difficult to know what people in Fiji think, because we really, when all is said and done, there is no free media. People are practicing not only censorship, but self-censorship. So I think that this whole idea of this trumped-up figures of 60% or 70% supporting the People's Charter or supporting the regime, these are figures not to be taken seriously.
Can you think of anything positive that's come out of this whole process, though? At least they are still moving forward formally with the process. That's better than not having a process at all, isn't it?
Certainly true. I think a lot of people were skeptical when the review process began, but as things progressed, the commission was able, especially because of its independent chair, was able to get support and understanding of the community. And by the time the draft came out, a lot of people said that in very difficult circumstances, the High Commission was able to come up with a credible document. There was for a while this naive hope that Fiji might finally be getting out of the wilderness. But I think if you look at the track record of the Bainimarama regime over the last 6 years or so, it's littered with broken promises. And so I think that there will be a sense of disappointment felt not only in Fiji but in the region as well, that a process that seemed to be working, that was credible, the document that was credible, has now effectively been shunted aside for a new document that will entrench the interests of the regime in Fiji. They may talk about transparency, good governance, and all of these high-sounding concepts, but in fact, really, in reality, they don't practice it.